Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee, about where to put your hard-earned money. Today we're diving deep into Royal Bank of Canada, ticker RY, one of the biggest names in global banking, with a market cap over $270 billion. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of where this company stands right now. Shares are trading around $195, up nicely over the past year, with a 55% return, and the stock has delivered solid long-term gains of nearly 92% over 5 years. That performance beats many peers in the diversified bank space, showing real resilience through economic cycles. Royal Bank of Canada traces its roots back to 1864 and has grown into a full-service global financial powerhouse headquartered in Toronto. Under CEO David McKay, the bank serves millions of clients across personal and commercial banking, wealth management, insurance, and capital markets. With nearly 95,000 employees and operations spanning Canada, the U.S., and international markets, RBC stands out for its diversified revenue streams and strong focus on wealth and capital markets growth alongside its core Canadian banking franchise. Looking at the top line, revenue climbed to $137 billion in fiscal 2025, up from $134 billion the prior year. The growth reflects strength across Canadian banking, wealth management, and capital markets, with gross profit margins holding steady near 55%. This consistent top-line expansion shows how RBC's scale and client relationships continue to drive results even as interest rates and economic conditions shift. On the earnings front, the company posted record results, with net income reaching $20.4 billion in 2025, an EPS of 14.12, a big jump from 11.27 the year before. That momentum carried into the most recent quarter, where adjusted earnings hit $5.6 billion, beating expectations and highlighting robust performance in capital markets and wealth management. Return on equity sits at a healthy 15.95%, underscoring efficient capital use and strong profitability. Management commentary from the latest earnings discussion emphasized record first quarter earnings of $5.1 billion and continued momentum in client-driven businesses. They pointed to disciplined expense management, targeted growth initiatives, and a proactive stance on economic uncertainties while keeping client needs front and center. The tone was confident, focusing on sustainable shareholder value rather than short-term noise. Turning to the balance sheet, total assets now exceed $2.3 trillion with strong liquidity metrics, including a current ratio above 4.4. Debt to equity has risen to 2.77 but remains manageable given the banking business model. Free cash flow came in robust at nearly $53 billion, supporting both dividends and share buybacks. The dividend yield sits at about 2.35%, with a payout that looks sustainable given the earnings power. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at roughly 17 times trailing earnings and 3.1 times sales, which looks reasonable for a high-quality bank with consistent growth. Forward PE estimates trend lower into the low teens over the next couple of years, suggesting the market is already baking in some earnings expansion. Compared to peers, the premium feels justified by RBC's superior return profile and diversified platform. Strengths include those record earnings and diversified operations that cushion against sector-specific shocks. Weaknesses center on exposure to interest rate cycles and regulatory pressures common to large banks. Opportunities lie in wealth management expansion and digital banking growth, while threats include potential economic slowdowns and competition from fintech players. Overall, the positives outweigh the risks for long-term holders. Over the past year, the stock has outperformed with 55% gains, and shorter-term moves show 21% over 3 months and 8.9% in the last month alone. That momentum aligns with the strong earnings beats and positions RY well against the broader financial sector, though investors should watch for any pullbacks if macro data softens. For intrinsic value, we ran a discounted cash flow model that points to a fair value around $217. Keep in mind that DCF isn't the ideal approach for banks because their business revolves around deposits, loans, and net interest margins rather than traditional free cash flows. That said, the model still gives us a useful reference point above the current price, implying some upside if growth continues. Better tools for banks like price-to-book and dividend discount models also support a constructive view here. At today's levels, ROI appears reasonably valued with room to grow over time. Wrapping up, Royal Bank of Canada continues to deliver for shareholders through strong earnings, a reliable dividend, and a diversified business that weathers storms well. If you're looking for quality exposure in financials with a long-term horizon, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before investing. Thanks for watching, hit subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.